Item number 23 is from the Director of Department of Administrative Services requesting authorization to amend various sections of Chapter 32 of the Maukee County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to the position of Procurement Director created in the 2012 adopted budget and its oversight of the Procurement Division. This is also going to the Committee on Personnel.
Excuse me, who are you?
I'm James Martin. I'm a Fiscal Management Analyst in the Department of Administrative Services.
I know who you are.
Matt Farley, Director of DAS.
Okay. Is the procurement gas deal here? Do we not have a procurement guy anymore?
Mr. Chairman, in the 2012 budget, we currently have a purchasing administrator. 2012 budget, what was created was a procurement director.
Who's that guy?
That's actually being recruited for right now.
Okay.
So it's not Amos Owens?
No.
You
want to say something?
Just, I'm going to make a motion to approve the item.
Okay. Supervisor Smith?
Thank you. My question would be, since, you know, piggybacking into the comptroller is going to come back to us in May, is this another thing that would be under his or her job description? I don't remember catching that in that long, long document. Is the report directly to you then as head of DAS? And I guess, you know, you have to look at as being head of DAS, how this is all working out, some of the questions we had back way in the beginning of the morning on the comptroller. Could you just comment on that, please?
Sure. In the
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
In the 2012 budget, there was created a procurement director position that does report to the director of DAS. And what this does is take Chapter 32 and update the language to reflect what was adopted in the 2012 budget.
What was some of the things adopted, remember, that was pertinent to this position?
This position is going to oversee three sections as they were created in the budget. Commodities, services, and contracts. Mm-hmm. The budget also created a contracts administrator and would fund it for half the year. Mm-hmm. That will be recruited for in the next month or two. I believe it's already fully through the personnel
so
cycle.
So who's doing the work of this now since we don't have any?
This is a new position, a new create. So this person will be the first occupant of this.
Yeah,
right now,
who's doing the work of that guy or whoever that person is right now? Is it just among staff people who are doing that or what?
Yes. Chapter 32 has always been under DAS,
mm-hmm.
And then this is just amending it so the new position created would be reflected in the ordinances.
I'm saying, who's doing the work of the procurement person that you're going to be hiring right now?
Partly it's for Chapter 32, it's Amos Owens in DAS.
Right.
But this position also will is looking at the general services that are done around the county, professional services, and also contracts. And we'll be overseeing for 2012 the part-time contracts administrator.
What kind of person will you be looking for?
We're looking for someone with a lot of experience in public sector procurement, large organizations, contracts, and that sort of thing.
Large organization contract, what do you mean by that?
Well, in procurement, if you look at procurement from the start to the finish, from the time that you decide to do an RFP all the way through negotiations and into contract management, someone who's had experience in all those different facets.
I know during the time when I was county executive, we were looking at joint buying with the municipalities, trying to do things from that perspective of discount rates and things like mm-hmm. that. I would assume that this person will be doing those kind of things.
Absolutely.
And then also from the standpoint of using it from an economic standpoint of jobs, opportunities, and whatever, there are a lot of things you can do in terms of procurement if you are progressive. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this person will be that way.
Absolutely.
Okay, anyone else got a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Farley is... Is Mr. Owens a candidate for this position?
I don't know if he's applied for it.
Okay.
It's been, I believe it's now officially posted.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for the information.
Les Neal?
I have a question about the contracts. Is these all contracts from airports or everything else?
The contract position right now is a halftime. Like I said, I won't start till.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Oh, and so the idea is trying to that position in particular, which is not this position but a future one, is trying to start the process of standardizing how we do contracts in the county. You have, depending on what department and where things are, you have a different. You have different terms and conditions. Potentially, you might not have the most advantageous out clauses for the county. You may leave out some things that that would be in the best interest of the county. And this is trying to help standardize it so that the county kind of has one look when it's when it's doing the contracting.
So you are saying that this is going to go through all the contractors in Milwaukee County. Will the DB portion be a part of all the contracts that's required right now? Because if you change the contracts to procurement, there's a different standard. I want to make sure.
Yeah, the DB is not a part of this. This that stands is the way it always has.
Okay. Thank you.
So DBD will be able to, when you buy things, they'll be able to look at it if there's an opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I remember correctly, from the budget, you have a particular interest in some background on this. Am I not correct?
That's correct.
Go to one person and in charge of all procurement rather than having to kind of constantly deal with all the individual departments, and that there would be a hope for significant reduction in the amount of contracts that either don't go through her department before they're let and should have, or but also in the number of ones that would be waived. And so I just thought it was a really positive step by the ABLE administration and yourself in particular.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. It's having one point where Ms. Webb can go to have less roadblocks and actually have a stronger partner to try to get the outcome that's I think anticipated in those ordinances.
And I believe she supported it.
I think so. I can't
yeah,
remember exactly.
I have to double check. I don't want to.
Okay. Are there any other discussion on this matter, Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Farley. Throughout the changes in the ordinance, I see where it says purchasing administrator, I see procurement director, and his or her designee. But just dovetailing on what I just heard as it relates to how business is going to be done, refresh my memory with respect to what was said during the budget process for me to buy into this. Because the only thing I'm seeing is that, one, a person is being recruited, and two, a position is, the name of the position is being changed. So refresh my memory.
Sure.
With respect to how things are going to change as it relates to the department's doing what needs to be done, particularly as it really interfaces with the Department of Community Business Development.
Well, the overall vision is to bring, currently the way it is in DOS, you really just see Chapter 32 of the spend.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ms. Webb has to go to each and every department and division, depending on who's doing a Chapter 56 professional service bid, work with them. Sometimes she might not be in the loop. Sometimes she is.
Most of the time she's not.
Right.
She doesn't get the cooperation. And what I'm trying to see is what's going to be the difference.
And then the idea here is to create, in Chapter 32, by and large, is mostly commodities. And there are some services. I would view them more as commoditized services as opposed to, say, professional services.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a services point, a services unit under this. It's not staffed yet. And then the contracts piece. The reason why these things are done slowly is we're trying to do it in a thoughtful process. So the first step was to create this procurement director with the commodities and services currently under with Chapter 32. And then the contract administrator comes on halfway through the year. And then when that person is on board, bringing it through, and then for the 2013 budget, have an additional proposal to look around the different departments to bring in different people who do the Chapter 56 things and bring them under DAS to have a more central place for these type of things. To have the standards met, to have one place of interface, for example, for Ms. Webb and other vendors, and et cetera. What this does is simply say, okay, the budget created the procurement director, the Chapter 32 ordinances just need to be updated just to include that title that we created in the 12 to allow that person, when they got on board, to be able to do what they need to do.
Now, with respect to the services unit, that is to evolve over what period of time?
Hopefully that we'll have a proposal in front of the board for the 2013 budget. And then even before that, that procurement director can actually look at, I think there's been some good work done on, I believe it's process 1.13, which is procurement, which I think was last updated in 07, which kind of gets away. Now, that hasn't been disseminated, I don't think, that effectively around county government about how to do professional services. That's, for example, one of the things that this person right off the bat can start doing is making sure everyone's aware of, on Chapter 56, what are the requirements and the proper steps to take when doing those type of procurements.
Okay, well, I hope it works. Thank you very much.
Any other questions on this? Okay. This is Knesset, call the roll, please.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors DeBruin.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 6-0.
Thank you.
We have one last item, the addendum item, number 24.